Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
I have got to talk to our friend, Representative Ted Lieu, congressional rock star, Twitter rock star, star of stage and screen, sexy liberal, in fact.
Yes.
Representative Ted Lieu, always a pleasure to say good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I asked before you got here how you work with these... What's the word to use for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and I don't know, Madison Cawthorn. I just, you know, Congressman, I sincerely mean this, that I don't know how you work with a party that does not appear to be a governing party of any kind anymore. They do not appear to believe in the rule of law anymore. I just yesterday's antics with Marjorie Taylor Greene screaming at Liz Cheney and Jamie Raskin. And, you know, I guess we got, what, 9 Republicans only to vote to uphold subpoenas. Talk to us about just your general impression of yesterday.
Radical Republicans are dangerous. It's clear to me that Marjorie Taylor Greene has anger management and control issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you look at what's happening in the Republican base, they're becoming radicalized. And that's why it's so important that we simply have to beat them at the polls next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about voting rights, though, because that's obviously, I mean, you've been talking about it and tweeting about it. You said the Freedom of Vote Act will restore the promise of democracy for all Americans. The Senate must pass this legislation to protect the fundamental right to vote and the dominance of dark money in politics. Stop partisan gerrymandering. Our democracy is at stake. I mean, I think a lot of our base is really concerned about that I agree with you. It's the only thing to do is to vote. But, you know, there's a lot of concern about them letting us vote. Where do you think there is any chance of a carve out on the filibuster for voting rights in the Senate?
That does depend on a couple U.S. senators who happen to be Democrats. I do think there is a chance. The good news is that every Democrat supports the Freedom of Vote Act, including Senators Manchin and Sinema. We gave Senator Manchin some time to try to round up 10 Republican votes to break the filibuster. That did not happen. So hopefully Senator Manchin now looks at the situation and concludes that the right to vote is so fundamental that he'll make an exception to the filibuster. That's what we're working on right now.
Oh, boy. I hope so. Well, speaking of which, I guess we should, since you brought Senator Manchin up, obviously, there's been a lot of reporting that he's threatened to leave the Democratic Party. He said that didn't happen. Then he sort of yesterday said, oh, well, he did talk about that. I mean, and yesterday's reporting is pretty, I guess there was a discussion between Senator Sanders and Senator Manchin. And Manchin, apparently, according to John Tester, said, Joe Manchin said, I'm comfortable with nothing in terms of the infrastructure bill. Chris Coons, who was also in the room, said Manchin said we shouldn't do it at all, and that the $3.5 trillion proposal will contribute to inflation. He said we already passed the American Rescue Plan. We should just pass the infrastructure bill and, you know, pause for 6 months, which, of course, as you know, is not okay with congressional Democrats, particularly the progressives. Coons said significant progress was made in the meeting despite the tension between Manchin and Sanders. I want to believe that. Ted, I'm a naturally optimistical person, as you know. But Coons and Tester both said they remain hopeful. Democrats will agree on the figure for reconciliation by the end of Thursday. But then Manchin said this isn't going to happen anytime soon. I mean, this is so stress-inducing for all of us. I can't imagine what it's like for you. What do you take from all this?
I've always believed that in politics, everything seems impossible until it happens.
Right.
And so it's hard to know with the reporting all over the place exactly what individual senators think or what they may have said. And individual senators also could change their minds from day to day. So I wouldn't put too much stock in the day-to-day news articles. As long as Senator Manchin is still talking to the White House, which he is, and they're talking extensively, I do think we will get to a deal pretty soon, and I do think both bills will get to President Biden's desk.
Ah, okay. You've made me happy. but let's talk about the subpoena and contempt.
Well, I just want to add, Senator Manchin understands that this is also critical to the entire Biden presidency.
Yeah.
And that itself is critical to making sure we don't become an authoritarian state. And so he also understands that democracy is at stake.
Well,
and so I think he will work hard to get these two bills across to the president's desk.
I hope so, Representative. I mean, there still is a we the people. I know he's under a lot of pressure. Activists were there at his houseboat, you know, saying, don't sink the party's agenda. Who will you throw overboard now? I know that several veterans just resigned from Senator Sinema's advisory board over, you know, I think it's just hard for all of us to believe that you know, two people can torpedo what, I don't know, in polling 70-80% of the American people want.
Absolutely. The Build Back Better agenda is extraordinarily popular from universal preschool to tax credits for families with children to elder care and workforce development. Everything in that act is extraordinarily popular, and so hopefully the two senators will take that into account.
Yeah. So you, speaking of the contempt subpoena, you had tweeted about I believe it's your bill. You said, well, first of all, you said we can't allow individuals to disobey congressional subpoenas without consequences. So you have inherent contempt legislation. Tell us about that.
Thank you. Let me first say we should take a step back and ask the question, well, what is Steve Bannon hiding, right? Of all the witnesses, he is the only one that is simply ignoring the congressional subpoena. And we can't have that happen function as a democracy. If we can't enforce our congressional subpoenas, it's totally meaningless. So I'm very pleased the House, on a bipartisan basis, held him in contempt. I urge the Department of Justice to take this case and to prosecute it. My fear is that even if the Department of Justice takes the case and prosecutes it, what will happen is Steve Bannon will just litigate this the way that Don McGahn litigated the subpoena case, and then 2 years later, there'll be a decision.
No.
My inherent contempt bill would result in an immediate fine to witnesses who ignore congressional subpoenas of up to $100,000. And yeah, sure, they'll litigate that too, but they know at the end of the day, if they lose, they're on the hook for $100,000. So that flips the burden and puts a huge incentive on witnesses to comply.
Yeah, I agree with you. You just tweeted Congress should not need to depend on another branch of government to enforce our subpoenas, period, full stop. I say by any means necessary, use all the tools you have. This quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform. One source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible finance program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
This has just become a, like former President Trump, Representative, in my opinion, they just become a lawless party. They're just, again, as I was saying, not a governing party. We learn that over and over again every day, don't we?
Absolutely. And when the former president issued a statement yesterday saying that the insurrection was on November 3rd, not January 6th, that tells you where the Republican base is. They no longer believe in democracy.
Yeah. Speaking of the people you serve with, you had some thoughts on this. I just,
Madison Cawthorn. Just take a listen, and then we'll get your reaction.
Our culture today is trying to completely demasculate all of the young men in our culture. I mean, you can look at the testosterone levels in young men today, and they are lower than throughout all of history. And
what?
There's a lot of reasons for this that we can get into later. But my friends, they're trying to demasculate the young men in this country because they don't want people who are going to stand up.
What?
And so I'm telling you, all of you moms here, the people who I said were the most vicious in our movement, if you are raising a young man, please raise them to be a monster. Yeah. Raise...
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Ted, you tweeted more evidence that the Naval Academy was right in rejecting Madison Cawthorn, who lied about getting accepted by the Academy. America is an exceptional nation precisely because we don't raise monsters. I just feel like there could, not in our history has been a starker difference between the parties. Don't you think?
You may have seen that Madison Cawthorn earlier had released a video of him punching a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is sort of his view of what people should be doing. And my view is we should not be raising monsters. We should be telling our kids and our children that America is an exceptional nation precisely because we're not raising monsters. And what was even more horrifying was not only did he say that, but the people in the room cheered mm-hmm. after he said that.
Yeah. Let's look at, you pointed out on Twitter, jobless claims fall again to a new pandemic low. Jen Psaki echoed you on Twitter for, you know, Kevin McCarthy's responding to Kevin McCarthy's latest ridiculous attack on the economy. She said, let's do facts instead. Under Joe Biden, job growth is up 10 times over the end of the Trump-McCarthy economy. Unemployment claims down 60% plus, and 5 million more people are back to work. If the Republican leader wanted to help our economy, he would support our bill to invest in ports, roads, bridges, and jobs. And you also made a great point, Representative, on Twitter. You said the huge number of job openings across America exposes the racist lie that immigrants are somehow taking away jobs. Immigration grows our economy and is America's strength. As Reagan stated, we draw our people, our strength from every corner in every country in the world. There is this myth that they're trying to create about worker shortages, right?
Absolutely. Now we know that the whole anti-immigrant hysteria of the Republican base was never about taking away jobs. It was just straight up racism. You notice they don't say that anymore about taking away jobs. They now simply focused on, well, they're just replacing us, quote unquote us, even though we're all Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they've just gone straight to race. And now we expose the lie that this was always about racism.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Real quick, as we turn to, obviously, we're in some exciting time about right booster mm-hmm. shots and vaccine shots for kids almost being available. You just tweeted, the lack of concern by Republican colleagues for the safety of teachers, school officials, school board members is dangerous, disgusting, and utterly shameful. I thanked AG Merrick Garland for seeking to protect Americans from violence. I will give you, he has a lot on his plate, but, you know, that is one good move because it's frightening, isn't it? What's happening at school board meetings, on flights, you name it.
I was deeply disappointed in my Republican colleagues at the oversight hearing of Attorney General Garland, where they went after him because he wanted to protect teachers and school board members from violence and threats of violence. And it was utterly shameful because they should be trying to protect the rule of law. My wife happens to be a school board member, and she's received deeply disturbing death threats. And for them to say that the Department of Justice should not be investigating these death threats is outrageous. They should want to protect Americans, whether they're school board members or whether they're teachers or school officials.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, I'm reading the new report, obviously, the American Academy of Pediatrics, that September was the worst month for child COVID infections. So to me, these vaccinations come in the nick of time. And it just is exhausting that we have to keep fighting the right wing on this, right? About getting your, now that'll be the next wave of the fight is getting your kids vaccinated so everybody else's kids are safe, right?
Right. The good news is when you look at the actions of people and the polling, the overwhelming majority of Americans support vaccines, they believe vaccines, and they think that the people who are anti-vaccine simply are on their fringes, and that's what they are. They're on their fringes.
Yeah.
And if anyone is still not yet vaccinated, I urge them to talk to their doctor or or read what doctors' organizations like the American Medical Association have said about vaccines.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think sometimes the media representative makes you, you know, they're focusing on these few anti-vax lunatics, and it makes us think they're a majority when there's 80% of us
right.
are vaccinated now, and as you say, are for vaccine mandates.
Absolutely. And then when you look at the number of people that say, oh, they're going to quit their job because of vaccine mandate,
right.
It's very few. United Airlines at like 99.some% compliance.
Yep.
Other companies that have done this have had extremely high compliance. And at the end of the day, people are going to do the right thing and protect themselves and their families.
That is why I'm proudly flying United Airlines to Madison, Wisconsin
yes.
today for Sexy Liberal Madison. Would you, any minute, chance you want to do a last minute road trip? You are a rock star of Sexy Liberal shows past, as you know.
Oh, that is so nice of you. Please invite me to the next one.
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring you back some cheese. But still, we will hopefully have you the next L.A. Sexy Liberal. Congressman, thanks for hanging in there, always fighting the good fight. And thanks for repeatedly just tweeting Trump lost.
Yeah.
Because I feel
yes.
like there is a segment that needs to hear that. Thank you so much, Congressman.
Always happy to tweet the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Congressman. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. There Bye-bye. He goes. Representative Ted Lieu, yeah. the great state of California, who apparently is not up for a quick road trip.